Welcome to this episode of Here's Something Good, a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Each day, we aspire to bring you the good news, the silver lining, the glass half full, because there is good happening in the world, everywhere, every day. We just need to look for it and share it. Here's something good for today. For many people, the essential question during these weeks of turmoil has been, what can I do? Can one person really make a difference? As we'll learn today, the answer is a resounding yes. In Minneapolis, a middle school principal put out a request for meals to help feed hungry students after local food stores were looted or closed due to rioting. Today, we'll hear from Principal Amy Nelson and Rob Williams from the nonprofit she partnered with. We'll learn why so many individuals responded to her call and how acts like these are bringing hope to the conversation. But first, let me tell you a little bit more about what happened in Minneapolis. At the Sanford Middle School, 60% of the students are eligible for free or reduced lunch. When the coronavirus shut down schools, those students were already at risk of hunger. After George Floyd's killing, things got a lot worse for nearby residents. Looting and arson forced grocery stores to close, and many residents were stuck without cars or public transportation. A parent had reached out to the staff, asking the school to put a word out to the neighborhood for food donations, as well as things like diapers and detergent. They had also reached out to a local nonprofit, The Sheridan Story, an organization dedicated to fighting child hunger. The goal was ambitious, to gather 85 food kits and distribute them all within the same day. Instead, tens of thousands of people answered her call, and the school wound up with nearly 30,000 meal kits in just one day. Miles of cars lined up to drop off supplies, and the school's loading dock was full of food. We spoke to Principal Nelson about how this all came together. Here's what she had to say.
So one of the reasons that we were most interested in trying to provide food and supplies in sort of a really quick turnaround was that literally the three grocery stores in the area were all looted and destroyed. Every convenience store, every small little corner shop, any place that somebody might have historically gone to buy groceries and diapers, feminine products and shampoo and laundry detergent, all of them had been wiped out. So we were really sort of centered in the middle of a food desert for a lot of our families. We wanted to make sure that we were able to get supplies and food into the hands of families who were right there. And when I showed up at 8 o'clock in the morning that morning, my loading dock at the school was already full of groceries. So I thought, well, this is good. And the cars just started coming and they just kept coming. And we filled every block, every city block in lots of directions. People waited over an hour to get just to drive up and drop their food off. And we filled the entire parking lot and then all the grass around the school. And then we literally filled every square inch of geography that we had available. So much, in fact, that we ended up sending a truck down to a park 3 blocks down from us. And we just started rerouting traffic that way because we just ran out of physical space to stack up bags of groceries and supplies. It was an overwhelming sense of just sheer awe and the people coming together to get things in the hands of folks in need. So we reached out to the Sheridan Story kind of in a panic on Friday night because I do middle school and they do food. And so I was nervous that we were going to end up with a lot of food and not be able to get it in the hands of people immediately in that moment. So the Sheridan Story, this is what they do. This is their gig. And so they work to help support feeding kids and families throughout the city all year long, not just during the school year. So we were grateful that they were able to partner with us and showed up with all their trucks and their gear and their crew, and were just wonderful to work with.
We also had the chance to speak with Rob Williams of the Sheridan Story to learn more about this incredible community effort. Here's what Rob had to say.
Sheridan Story is a network of community partners based here in Minnesota that focuses on food gaps when kids don't have access to meal programs, often available at school or other government-funded programs. There was just thousands of people bringing food. We ended up collecting 18 semi-truck loads worth of food in about 7 hours. Picture, you know, brown grocery bags, paper bags, lined up end to end, filling the whole field, like the size of a football field, and just completely full of food bags. You know, when you think about what you want your community to be and how you wanted to respond in a time where a lot of the community is in just dire need. There are no grocery stores left. There is no access to food or diapers or toiletry items. You know, that's what you want, is that response. Thousands of people bringing tons and tons and tons of food and diapers and everything, and then turning it around and having people come to pick it up that need it. I encourage you to look around and see who's helping somehow, whether it's in response to this unrest or the pandemic or other things that have been going on. Find those people and join them. You don't necessarily need to come up with your own thing. I know it can be confusing or overwhelming to try and figure out how to help. Find something you're passionate about. Find people that are doing something to help in that area and join.
It's so incredibly inspiring to hear how communities are coming together to take care of one another. Everyday people organized by schools and charities committed to making a difference. So here's something good for today. We can all learn from the Sanford Middle School and realize that even the smallest acts of kindness can have huge impact. And what began as a small call for meal kits became an overwhelming show of solidarity, love, and community support. So let's each seek out opportunities within our own communities to help one another in these very difficult times. And as we've seen, the results can be extraordinary. Now, the Sanford Middle School is closed for the summer, so if you want to support the South Minneapolis community, reach out to The Sheridan Story at thesheridanstory.org. Have a great day. Thank you for listening, and please share today's Something Good with others in your life. This is Kim Azzarelli, co-author of Fast Forward and co-founder of Seneca Women. To learn more about Seneca Women, go to senecawomen.com or download the Seneca Women app, free in the App Store. Here's Something Good is a production of the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Have a great day. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.